We're here today speaking with Mark Thompson, a poet in Dundonian and Scots. And we've got two or three questions for you about Scots and about your work. What's your own background? Do you belong to a family that is or was Scots speaking?
I do, actually. I belong, my family's born and bred in Dundee. Granny worked in the jute mills for a long time. And the whole family talks in Dundonian. And again, back to school and that as well, I was forever getting told off to talk properly when I went to school. And I'm sure every Scots from my generation would still get told that. Well, did get told that. So, but everybody spoke in Dundonian. The whole family, like, and my granny would use the clacker and the bummer and that as well, kind of for the old jute mill kind of talk as well, like, and she got the sick and stuff like that. She still uses words like sat for salt and stuff like that. So going in and listening to my granny, it was great, but I seen somewhat kind of fading out because I wouldn't use the word sat. So, but it was there. It was around with.
So were a jute speak that was kind of different from general Dundonian?
I think it was. I think they had their own kind of lingo, but I think that overspilled into the families and the houses in Dundee.
So folk that didn't work in the mills would have still kent what they were going on about?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely, aye.
Okay, interesting. You bide now in Kerry. Does folk round about here commonly speak Scots?
I think they do, without really kind of kenning it. I mean, they still use like a muckle and a buckle, you ken up here as well, and yoking and lousing and that as well. I mean, I went out for a pint up here, but I've been up here for about 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Went out for a pint and the guy says, are you lousing? Are you starting? Is that yoked? About my pint, and Ed didn't have a clue to start me what he was going on about. Ed to come home and look up the Scottish Dictionary to find out what he was on about. Because I wasn't used to it, because this is a very Fermin community around about here, so it's a lot of kind of Fermin talk in that as well, like, which is great. Great to hear. I love hearing it. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of typical of the Northeastern all that they would use that vocabulary. It's the exact same vocabulary up there and all. Fairly widespread kind of words. But maybe need some up all the tunes, but may have the landward. I could see how coming through the tune, it kind of throws you piles. You hear a word now and again, you think, oh, what's that? Kind of thing. What would you say folk in Dundee speaks? What names would you give to it?
I would give it Dundonian. Dundonian, it's no, I don't think it's Dundonese. I think that was made up by the courier.
Dundonese.
It just
sounds like Dungarees.
Well, it does, but it's Dundonian to me. It's Dundonian to me.
And Obdi in Dundee would use that and ken that, what that meant, do you think?
As opposed to Dundonese.
Does folk in Dundee speak muckle the same as when you were a bairn, or do you hear any changes?
I think there is quite a bit of changes through new technology. I think through texting, through emails and stuff like that as well. Like, and language develops, it grows, just like us as well. Like, kind of moves on. And I think what I've kind of tried to do with my writing kind of is keep up with the times as well, so that it's adaptable, so that people could say, oh, ken what you're saying there, but also using a lot of older kind of Scottish words as well.
So you're using the traditional lead, but you're updating it as you're going along. Do you find folks coming up in Dundee with new Scots words, are they saying new ideas? They're updating it. Do they do that?
I think they do. As I said, just through kind of phone texting and phone speaking that as well. I mean, I think that's got a lot to do with the language evolving as well. You can, but
you hear folks speaking about their mobies and wee quips like this.
And LOL. Christ.
Why don't you hear stories of folk that go scalper or warren the skills for speaking in Scots? Did you ever get those in your cell or ken about other folk getting punished?
Well, my whole generation, everybody in my class, everybody got tell off for talking in Dundonian, which was quite bizarre because when I was at the primary school, my teacher was Austrian. And she was telling us kind of to talk properly. And I think the reason how she was doing that is because she couldn't understand one. That's how. And the funny thing about it as well, her name was Miss Duell. We used to call her Miss Daywell. So playing about, we were in kind of words as well, and we're in vocabulary, and that really kind of frustrated her. And I think that's how a lot of the time that she did tell us how to talk properly all the time, because she couldn't understand it herself. And I think, I mean, there wasn't a lot of Dundonian teachers there, which is probably, and still to this day, there's not a lot of Dundonian kind of teachers actually teaching in Dundee. So I think that kind of didn't help.
So you think that's a bad thing long term for Dundee?
Well, in a sense as well, like, because I think you adapt to whatever's kind of talking to you as well. A good example of that, I'd done a programme for Radio 4 about 4 or 5 years ago. It was called Lives in the Landscape. And it was about me being from Dundee, and it was actually about another guy, Gary Robertson, and another guy called Kevin McCabe. Three of actually I wrote in Dundonian. And there was a guy came up from London for Radio 4 to actually record the programme, and he was an English guy. So Ed went in to speak to my granny the night before and tell her, look, Nana, there's a boy coming up for to record stuff about the jute mills and stuff like that, and about how we talk and stuff like that as well. So she went, oh, Ed, that's no problem, that's no problem. So when the guy came up to actually record the stuff, she was fine, she started blethering away. As soon as that guy opened his mouth and started talking to her in an English accent, she changed as well. And I was like, no, we didn't want you to do that. I want you just to keep it the way you were actually talking to me last night. But it's funny how Scots change when they talk to English people.
That's kind of typical.
And it is, but it doesn't work the other way, and which it should. Which it should.
So you'd like to see changes in your society going that way?
I would think so. I mean, we've adapted for a long time as well, the way that they talk, and we change right away. And it shouldn't be us that has to change all the time. And it's, and if they didn't understand what we're saying, ask what.
So it's a case of when in Rome.
Yep. And then we'll tell you exactly what it is, and that way we don't have to keep changing. Because, again, back to school and that as well, it was very confusing here to translate sometimes for English into Scots and back and forward, like, and so you were sitting thinking, how do I say this without sounding stupid? So it would be good if it was able to change the other way as well.
Aye.